What does it mean to be normal? Huh? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capa, California, with Instant Illumination. What does it mean to be normal? Well, when you are a baby, you need supplements to encourage your body because Mother Nature didn't know what she was doing. Mother Nature didn't provide mother's milk with the supplements necessary for a growing child to grow up well and strong. And that's just unfortunate. So we go out and we buy baby foods and we go buy aspirins and vitamins and minerals and give it to our little tykes and help them to grow up to be big tykes. Okay. While they're teenagers, oh dear, they need to have vitamins, they need minerals, they need all these things. Because that's what the vitamin people say. And so you buy all these vitamins, minerals, and stuff for them, but they produce it themselves. You see, every human body, research it if you like, every human body produces all of the vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that it basically needs itself. However, we train it not to do that. We train it by giving it food that it doesn't need, that it needs food. We train it by giving it vitamins and minerals that it needs vitamins and minerals. But the bodies of healthy beings don't need it. Now, you say, well, gee, think of these poor Hunza people up in the Himalayan mountains. Think of these poor people in the Mongolian areas. Think of these poor people in the back country of America when the Indians were first here and so forth. Those poor guys didn't stand a chance because they didn't have enough vitamins and minerals to live. They didn't have enough vitamins and minerals for their bodies to be strong. And yet the bodies of most of these beings as young people were very strong. And as they got older, they got less strong because they concentrated on the creation of foodstuffs outside of themselves. They went for animals, you know, and animals are nothing but pre-digested grains and wheats, you know, and grains and wheats are nothing but pre-digested ideas out of the infinite cosmic soil, bringing it forth for animals to enjoy. And so man considers himself an animal. And he considers himself an animal of great worth needing these things. So, when you're young, you need these vitamins. When you're middle teens, you need these vitamins. When you're youths, young people in your 18-20s, you need these vitamins. When you're in your early years of maturation and you're going to have babies and you're going to have all that stuff, you need these vitamins. And when you're in middle age, you don't need those vitamins so much, you need other vitamins. And when you're in old age, you need old age vitamins. And every year we're told we need more and more and more and more and more. Now, I am not recommending or belittling vitamins, minerals, nutrients, food, water, all that good stuff. All I'm saying is, why don't we wake up? Wake up to look at life and what our brains have been doing to us all of our life. Sylvia, would you mind not spilling all the... Every time Sylvia picks up the toothpick holder, she dumps it into her hand and gets a handful. And then with her smoky old hands, she shoves them back into the beautiful, clean toothpick holder so that we all have to eat those dirty old smoky toothpicks that she's been preparing food with, you know. She's been working in the kitchen, you know, making all these meals and all. Smoky, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now, tasty.
Don't help me, please. So, if mother's hands were schmooky, preparing food for their children, the children would never survive, you know? Isn't that true? I know it's not true. If mother's hands always were spotlessly clean and never touched by, you know, doctors should not come to the table unless they have their rubber gloves on, you know? Because they certainly wouldn't touch anything. But step two. Heinz, what's step two? The doctors take their rubber gloves and pick up a piece of bread and eat it. Where has that bread been? That bread has been in the dirt. It's been in the earth. And now, I would like you all to have an adventure with Ingeborg. Ingeborg goes to the kitchen and she brings back the sliced loaf of bread. There's maybe 8 pieces on the plate. And Ingeborg looks down, and there's a cat. And she stumbles, and the bread goes all over the floor. And the cats are chasing after the bread. But Ingeborg says, no, that bread's for the table. And so she shakes it off and puts it on the plate again and brings it to the table. Now, we don't know this because it's around the corner, you know. And so she puts it on the table, and we're all just as healthy as bears, and we are not the slightest bit disturbed by this. Now, today, the medical doctors tell us, you shall not go barefoot. If you go on the beach, if you go on a path, if you go on the sidewalk, if anywhere you go in the house, always wear something on your feet. Slippers or shower shoes or something. Do not go barefoot because it is dangerous. It is terrible to go barefoot. Well, as children, I don't know if we knew what shoes really were just when we had to go to school or church, you know, we had to put shoes on. But otherwise, we never wore shoes. And we didn't have go-aheads. I mean, they hadn't invented them when I was a kid, you know. It just wasn't here. And so we were out there barefoot all the time. And then we used to walk on hot tar. You know what hot tar is? The road was made out of hot tar. Cars have been driving over. People have been pissing on it. And dogs and cats and everything else. And it gets on our feet. So then we come home, and Mother comes out with a pound of butter and rubs it all over there. Well, instead of getting rid of it, we put our toes in our mouth and we eat that tar and that butter off of there, which has been perhaps done over by all of the irreverent acts of human nature, and we're not bothered. Isn't that something? Now, little children in Africa drink the impure African water, and they build an immunity to it and to all the little things that are in it, and they're fine. And then the World Health Organization comes along and says, oh, that's terrible. And so they de-immunize the children, putting into them the proper things that a civilized child should have, and the kids all died because they took away their immunization from the environment in which they lived. See, we do. Oh, it's true, a few generations of children will die off while the immunization program within their bodies develops, but that's called normal action, you know, normal selection. And can we ever avoid that? Sure. Take all the children from around the world and move them to California, you know, and give them all sandals to wear, and give them all clothes to wear, and give them all food to wear that we, fast foods especially. Oh, that is wonderful, you know, the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the pizzas and the good stuff. That's really good stuff, you know. High sugar content, high salt content, high everything, which the body really needs. So, here we are having this wonderful adventure. Now, as we grow older, we have a fatal flaw about us. Now, none of you know what I'm going to say. I'm not even sure myself. But we have a fatal flaw about us. I do know. And that fatal flaw is we have learned to read. Mm-hmm. And then in publications that come into our mailboxes by the ton, it says, get rid of arthritis by taking this pill. Get rid of rheumatism by taking this pill. Get rid of this, get rid of that. Get rid of your wrinkles on your face by doing this and that. You know, and all the neat stuff. Usually it costs something, and usually you have to buy it every month. You have to get it on a subscription program. And so people buy this stuff by the tons. And these people become multimillionaires, and we wonder, how did they do it? Well, we could do that too if we sold our product like that. But that's not what we're interested in. I am interested in being myself and having fun. To be myself and have fun, I want to be honorable to myself. I want to believe in myself. I don't want to sell a product, but Herb, you go around telling people they're God. That's what Jesus said. You got a problem there? Hmm? You got a problem there? Okay, well, shut up. That's what Jesus said, and he's a good teacher. I really thoroughly appreciate everything he said and how he taught. Good man, you know? Good God. And so that's what I believe. That's what I teach. So now, okay. Now, what about this other stuff that comes to our mailbox by the tons? Do you know what people have next to their mailboxes? A large trash container. And they look at each piece of mail. If the mail doesn't have any return address on it, trash. You know, right? Mm-hmm. If there's no return address on it, it can't be very important. Really. And if there's, you can be cured in the trash. You can lose 50 pounds overnight in the trash. You can look beautiful, you know, mm-hmm. in the trash. You can eat anything you want and lose weight. Isn't that a good one? That is a really good one. We've seen that regular. And it keeps coming up. Because people found out it didn't work when they bought it from the people before, so some new people took it over, put a new name on it, and now they're selling it to a new generation of people who didn't recognize the old name, you know, with a new name on it. But this goes on and on and on. Now, I'm in no way disparaging or discouraging what these people are doing. These people are selling people what they want. Mm-hmm. You, Heinz, have a head on your shoulder, I think, and in that head you have wisdom. And that wisdom says, Heinz, if you're going to read ugly things, you'll soon become ugly. If you read about war, you'll soon become very interested in war and want to follow it and encourage it, you know. What good is it to have a war if nothing's happening? You want lots of violence in it. Okay. What do they say? They say if there's one incident,
there comes three.
There comes three. What a terrible thing to say. Okay. If there's one good thought,
there come millions.
Three. That's a starter. Millions, of course. But let's start thinking the one good thought. Let's start thinking, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. That is a joke, a joke, a joke. If you're going to say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, and then go and dump in all the garbage you do, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're not living in your ideal spirit, mind, body. You're living in a garbage heap, you know? No. Anita would say, well, I only eat vegetarian foods. And I'd say, Anita, you are the biggest farce to walk on the face of the earth. She doesn't have the vaguest idea what she eats. She eats these vegetarian foods that are handled by these people who work there. They don't wash their hands. And the whatever it is comes off of their hands, which is the meat, huh?
The babula.
Yeah, the babula. But I was thinking of something a little different. I was thinking of the savor of the meat of their hands, the savor of the meat of their bodies, the perspiration and all that other junk. And it all gets into that wonderful vegetarian food that you're eating that you think is so great. And you want it to be grown, what do you call it?
Organic,
yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Do you realize what organic grown is? Do you realize what raw shit is? I tell you.
Yes,
you do know about that. Well, that's exactly what it's all about. And this gets you as close to being unorganic, unnatural, unpure as you can be. Now, at least the other processed food is boiled and steamed and cooked, and there's no vitamins left in it. There's no values left in it, but also there's no germs in it. It's just an empty bucket, right, science? You know, so think of these things. Heinz, do you say I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body?
I am.
I didn't hear all that.
I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body.
Okay. I live in my ideal, she said I am. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. If you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body, do you follow the guidance from within you to eat the proper things, or do you follow the guidance from within you which says, don't eat these things?
I eat the proper things.
The guidance from within you guides you to eat the proper things, right? Okay. Now, does the guidance from within you also give you an analysis of what it is that you're eating? Does it say, now, this came out of this pregnant woman's hands who's scratching her crotch all the time. This came out of this and that. I mean, this is not funny. I really don't mean to be. This is so much. We make a big joke out of this. If we really are sincere, we would clean everything within an inch of its life. And you still can't do it because you got shit in there. You have defecation, if you like a proper word. You have the droppings of animals And in the rice that you buy from Asia, you have the droppings of humans that are in there. The human droppings are spread all over the field. It makes the rice very rich and very, very, very brown. I think that, hey, no, I think that's where they get the brown rice from. But in truth,
she wanted to make brown rice.
That's cool. In truth, if we would just stop and think, if we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, body, and then follow our inner guidance, we would have a wonderful life. But we don't. What is the statement that Ingeborg often makes? Ingeborg says, I'll try some of that. In other words, you don't want it, but you're going to try it. You're going to try it to see whether it appeals to your taste. And it may not appeal to your taste, because if it appealed to your taste, you would say, I want some of that. So you see, whenever we say, I'll try some of that, whenever we say, I will check it out and see how it is. You know, what does that mean? That means that your divine self is not saying, go. That's your nosy self that's out there saying, that smells good. That smells so good. Heinz, have you ever been able to walk by a bakery that had a lot of pastry and it smells so good and you just are pulled in there by your nose to buy something? Yeah. It's tough because the fragrance is so wonderful. It's just, but you don't need it. You don't want it, but you buy it. Like the time I bought all those Krispy Kremes and brought them home. And I couldn't get them home fast enough. I ate 4 or 5 of them on the way. I mean, that's terrible. And then I had a couple more when I got home. That's terrible. And then I went for a blood test the next day. And he told me, my God, you're skyrocketing. What is all this about? And yeah. But you see, this is the stupid things. We know better. Well, Herb, you do the same things we do. That's why I'm talking about it.
That's why you do it, because we do it.
And that's why I know it so well, you know. So when we say, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, let's really pay attention to that. Let's just do it. And we say, I am whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is whole and perfect. We say, okay. Anita?
Yeah?
Sylvia? Ellen? Ingeborg, Heinz,
yes, sir.
And all the rest of you out there, how do you purify food so that it'll be worthy, equal, proper for your body to ingest it?
By my thought.
For my body and filled with love.
By my thought. That's okay, but by my thought. That's the answer. Okay. By my thought. That's the statement, but by my thought. By my thought. By my thought. By my thought. Whatever statement we want to make is good, but by my thought. Now, Anita is washing the vegetables by her thought. If she sees those vegetables sparkly, crisply, wonderfully clean and perfect, that's what they'll be. If she says, oh, damn spot, Hamlet's dear wife, you know, if you see it like that, it'll never go out. It'll never go out. You know, you get blood stain on your shirt or something like that, and you try to rinse it off, and you say, oh, blood stains are terrible to get out. Don't tell yourself that. Just lick it off. It's gone. Have you ever tried that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's gone. But no, you say, it's so hard. It gets in there. It certainly does, because you're planting it. Thoughts are things. You're planting it. You're planting. Well, Herb, that's chemically bonded. Of course it's chemically bonded. Your thoughts make the chemical bond. You know, we want to really be masters of our thoughts. In every possible way. Now, are you independently wealthy, Heinz?
I am independently wealthy.
Act like it.
I do.
Very good. Very good. Ingeborg, are you independently wealthy?
I am independently wealthy.
Then act like it.
I do, yes.
What'd you say?
Yes, I do.
The yes wasn't necessary, but it's okay. I do. You're going to get married, Jim. I do. Okay, Ellen?
I'm independently wealthy.
I didn't even ask you the question.
And I haven't answered.
Yes, you did. Ellen, what are you going to do with that basket full of bills that you tell me about?
Basket full of bills?
Receipts that need to be paid.
I have not
No, 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 no. You're acknowledging that they're there in the first place.
Yeah, but they already paid.
But you're acknowledging that they're there in the first place. What you want to acknowledge to me is...
I'm independently wealthy.
No. Oh, and when?
Now. And
yeah, and now, blah, 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 blah. Now, would an independently wealthy person ever have a basket full of bills they had to pay?
No.
No. Would an independently wealthy person ever have any bills in the first place?
No.
They would pay cash every time they went any place for anything, wouldn't they? They would write a check for anything. They'd send their credit card. It's convenient, but I mean, you'd send a check. You'd send cash. You know, they say you shouldn't send cash in the mail, and that's okay too. But you can afford to have it go properly. And so, Anita's company bills you for $1,000. So you send her the company $1,000 bill, and Anita says, "I have never seen $1,000 bill. Gee, that's nice." You know, and then let it be reprocessed. Would she do that?
Mm-hmm.
No!
Reprocess? What do you mean, Mister?
Would Anita steal your money?
No.
That's what I said, didn't I?
I didn't understand,
I didn't understand you.
If you paid your bill to Anita's company
for
$1,000,
yeah,
and you sent a $1,000 bill to it,
yeah,
and Anita looked at that $1,000 bill for the first time in her life to see a $1,000 bill, and she says, "Oh, that's wonderful."
I
did this. I stuck it in your pocket,
yeah,
and take it home and show it to her husband and kids and say, just to show it, you know, not to keep it, but just to show it. Isn't this nice tonight? And her husband and kids says, "Well, mommy, let's go buy some." Well, you know, you open the floodgates, but never touch anything that's not yours. Never touch anything that's not yours. If we don't do that, nobody will do that to us.
Mm-hmm.
You can pay all your bills with cash dollars in the mail, and they will never go astray.
Mm-hmm.
If you are an honest girl. Are you an honest girl? Oh,
yes,
my God, yes. Yes. But do you see, Ellen?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you see why it's so important to be checked and tested occasionally on these little things?
Mm-hmm.
It's really something. Well, now think about it. Kind of nice, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So? Heinz?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
I live in my...
I'm independently wealthy.
Ingeborg?
I am independently wealthy.
Ellen?
I'm independently wealthy.
Sylvia?
Independently wealthy.
Anita?
I'm independently wealthy.
Herb? I'm independently wealthy.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Done.
Done. Say that again.
Stunned.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.